It was one of the most important forts of the late 1700s, and interestingly, it changed hands twice without a shot being fired. But it also possessed something dearly needed by George Washington's army. The story is today's edition of the American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop, a nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven, predictable, productive, weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. In the mid and late 1700s, this was one of the most strategic forts to be found in North America. As Lisa Simpson says, today it is known as Fort Ticonderoga. For the French, who originally built the fort, it was their southernmost outpost, a place that controlled traffic between Lake Champlain and the Hudson River Valley. In 1758, the British rousted out the French. But after that event, this fort found little to do.
This was a sleepy outpost. Once the French and Indian War was settled, there were probably about 30 men here with their wives and children. They were actually pensioners. A lot of them were handicapped from the war, and this was just a way to end their careers.
But they were wrong. As tensions rose in the 1770s, news of gunfire near Boston brought patriots to life near Ticonderoga.
Ethan Allen and Benedict Arnold were in the formation of the American Army, and they knew that the Battle of Lexington and Concord had taken place. They also knew that British troops were sieging Boston, and the only way to get those people out of Boston was to find cannon.
And Fort Ticonderoga had several cannons that could be used in the Revolution. Allen and Arnold made plans for a surprise attack to get those weapons.
This fort was captured by the Americans on May 10th in 1775 by Ethan Allen, the Green Mountain Boys, and ironically Benedict Arnold, who we now know is a traitor, but at that point he was a great hero.
Once they had the cannons from Fort Ticonderoga, though, they had to wait several months before moving them to a place where they could be of more use.
In the winter, they were able to move the cannon overland. They needed to have the ground frozen, otherwise they never would have made it. It was a very excruciating winter march over the mountains all the way to Boston.
Probably the most interesting chapter in this story, though, is Ethan Allen himself. That story next time as we travel the countryside in Fort Ticonderoga, New York. I'm Andrew McCrae.